Welcome to the Piano Ninja Tricks podcast, the best place to learn piano tricks, including mindset tricks, to make your Bach, Beethoven, and Chopin easier for you. I'm Lisa Spector, your piano ninja, here to make you feel and sound like a piano ninja. We are back for another Technique Thursday on the Piano Ninja Tricks podcast. Welcome. I'm looking forward to helping you with a simple, maybe the simplest piano ninja trick ever, and I'll get to that in a second. In the meantime, I will tell you that we are having some Black Friday specials starting early, starting next week. So if you're listening to this on Thursday before Monday the 13th, join the waitlist at pianoninjatricks.com and you'll be the first to know. And you'll want to be the first to know. And the reason why is not only huge discounts on all sorts of music programs that help your piano playing, that help you play the piano with joy and ease, also some programs for non-pianists who are just happen to be classical music lovers. And some of them are actually also limited in how many people I can accept into programs. So make sure you're on the waitlist at pianoninjatricks.com and you'll be the first to know about these fabulous early Black Friday specials, early for in the States. Today's Piano Ninja Trick is all about how to efficiently correct note. I often say that there's actually no such thing as a wrong note. There is only getting to a wrong note. If you think about it, you really don't ever play anything that's wrong, the wrong note. You only play getting to it. Even if it's the first chord, there's preparation of getting to it. So in episode 3, I talked about quick reflex motion, how to use your movement so it's a measured movement and it becomes very accurate. It's a feeling in your body that you know how to measure, becomes very accurate. Well, you can apply this when you're correcting notes. So if you something wasn't right, it wasn't what you intended, it wasn't what the composer intended, make sure you never play the wrong note and then go immediately to the correct note. When you do that, you have almost guaranteed that you are going to do it again because you're setting it in motion. You're setting it in your body that I play the wrong note and then I play the right note. Instead, you want to backtrack. Sometimes you want to go just the note before. Sometimes if it's a pattern, a few notes before. In this first case I'm going to demonstrate is the chord before. I'm going to miss a chord intentionally. I'm choosing something that's so obvious everyone will hear it. And first, I'm going to do it how I never want you to do it. So when I put this on YouTube, I'll have to put a note or text on this. This is don't do this at home. And because I am going to play the incorrect note going right to the correct note. So this is the right hand of the opening of the Revolution Etude. I opened my podcast with the closing of Chopin's Revolution Etude. So let's say you're going to start the opening and you're going to hear a really, really obvious wrong note, wrong chord. And I'm going to correct it immediately. I'm not going to go backtrack. I'm just going to correct it. And to do this, I am taking off my Piano Ninja gloves. And here we go. I'm going to do that one more time because it is really hard for me to do things incorrectly. I'm going to purposely get a really obvious clunker chord. So I meant to go here. I went here and then I immediately went to the right note. I have just trained myself that the next time I do it, probably I'm going to do... I've trained myself to do that. So you don't want to do that. Instead, you want to backtrack. So now I'm going to go from the G before directly to the chord. It's impossible for me not to use quick reflex motion that you learned in episode 3. So I'm combining that with quick reflex motion where I'm moving slowly in a direct line in the shortest line possible, but I'm playing I'm moving fast, but I'm playing slow. So if you're watching me, my hand is, I'm going to just tell you, if you're listening to the podcast and not watching me on YouTube, then I am telling you what I'm doing. So I'm playing the G and my hand is jumping now. And now I play it. So when I'm reassuring that I'm correcting the right thing. I'm correcting what comes before to the actual chord. If you're listening and not watching, you're hearing my dog, Gina, who's in her dog bed in her piano collar right behind me at the piano. She's having a snooze fest right now. So that gives you a little example of the C minor nocturne. C minor etude. And we're going to get to the C minor nocturne, the C minor etude of how to correct. It could be fast passage work. Generally, if it's like Mozart and you're playing one note wrong, like on a big scale of notes, you might want to go back a few steps, take maybe the beginning of that pattern of notes, like four notes coming into that incorrect note. But just make sure you never, ever go play a wrong note and then immediately go to the right note. You're asking for yourself to do that again. Let's demonstrate in the C minor nocturne of Chopin. Okay, again, I'm going to make this really, really obvious. So big, big jumps in the left hand. Again, I'm using quick reflex motion. I'm jumping really fast, even though I'm playing slow. I'm going to play one of those chords wrong. Let's make it the fourth beat. And now I go to the right chord. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. Really, don't ever do that. So what I want to do instead, I want to train myself to go from here to here. And I'm using quick reflex motion. I'm looking at the camera and my eyes are closed because I know I'm working on this now. So I know what that feels like in my body. So again, if I play that wrong note, I go to the A, don't go to the A flat. You want to go back. Because you're measuring what comes before that. That's why I say there's no such thing as an incorrect note. There's only getting to the incorrect note. There is every piece of music you've ever worked on you could apply this to. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's a fast passage, if it's a slow passage, if it's quick reflex motion, whatever it is, you can apply this to and get faster results by ensuring you're practicing correctly with smart practice habits. That's what the Piano Ninja Tricks are all about. So I hope you gained value in that, and I look forward to hearing what music you're applying that to. Keep listening on the podcast for a way to do that. If you hadn't noticed, I'm obsessed with making piano easier for you. While these are short mini episodes, your help doesn't end here. If you'd like to get your piano question answered directly by me for free, there are two ways to do that. Join my podcast hub at podcast.lisaspector.com. Once you're in the hub, you'll see a place to drop your short question. I'll answer it with a video demonstration for my piano. And if you're on Instagram, follow me at lisaspectorpiano and send me a DM with your question on a short excerpt of music. Send it via text or video. I'll post a video answer in my Instagram Piano Ninja Tricks broadcast channel. We'll also leave a link to everything in the show notes. And if you'd like to watch the show, you can view the raw, unedited episodes on my Lisa Spector YouTube channel. Oh, and one more thing before I get back to the piano. If you're enjoying the show, please follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider sharing with a piano playing friend. And leave a review. We're new here, and every favorable review is an enormous help. Thanks for listening. I'm Lisa Spector, your piano ninja. It's back to the piano for me